This is the Feminem Podcast, the official podcast of Feminem, discussing all things femme, a little bit of EM, and everything in between. I'm Jenny Beck-Esme, editor-in-chief of Feminem. This is your last reminder. You're not going to hear me say this again. Last reminder to get in your application to be a Fix 20 speaker. That deadline is tomorrow. Next on our Fix 19 content, we have a talk from Dr. Joelle Borhart. She's an associate professor of emergency medicine and associate program director at Georgetown University. Her Fix talk explores the concept of the walk-up song, and she explains how she got hers and why you should have one too. Enjoy.
Do you ever feel anxious before a performance or a big event? And I'm talking more than butterflies. I mean an actual pit in the stomach, almost paralyzing. I'm not sure I can go through with this feeling. I've always been an anxious person, even as a little girl. But a long time ago, I discovered a secret weapon that now, almost 30 years later, makes it a little bit easier for me to stand up in front of you on this stage. The year was 1990. I'm 9 years old, and I had just joined the swim team, which meant that every Saturday there was a swim meet. And so every weekend, I'm a nervous wreck, especially in the car as we were driving to the pool. The anxiety and the dread would just build. But in the summer of 1990, there was this popular song that was always playing on the radio. Someday somebody's gonna make you want to turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things will change, things will go your way. If you hold on for one more day, and something about Wilson Phillips' Hold On calmed me down. I was less anxious, I had less dread, and it became part of this little ritual with my mom in the car driving to these swim meets. We listened to Hold On. Now, at the end of the day, I was still a very mediocre swimmer, but at least now I was able to enjoy the swim meets, and my boost in confidence was noticeable, at least by this girl that... So I certainly wasn't the first athlete to discover that there might be psychological benefits to having a ritual or a superstition. This was a Dutch study that found that 4 out of 5 elite athletes have at least one superstition or ritual that they perform before a competition. And we know that superstition is common amongst American athletes too. Professional golfer Tiger Woods always wears a red shirt every tournament Sunday. And Michael Jordan always wore a pair of his old University of North Carolina basketball shorts underneath his NBA uniform for good luck. But there seems to be something special about incorporating music into your pre-task ritual. Now, in baseball, this has been used for decades, the concept of the walk-up song. Now, interestingly, the creation of the walk-up song is credited to a woman, Nancy Faust. So she was the organ player for the Chicago White Sox in 1970, and she was the first person to start playing specific songs that related to each player on the organ. And soon players were selecting their own music. Some would pick songs that inspired or motivated them, like Lose Yourself by Eminem. And other players chose the lyrics that showed their personality or told a bit of their story. So listen to these lyrics from Luxury Tax by Rick Ross. We get rid of fools. They said I couldn't play football, I was too small. They said I couldn't play basketball, I wasn't tall. They said I couldn't play baseball at all. And now every day of my life I ball. And they say you ain't great. And with this, the walk-up song was born. Now, plenty of non-baseball players also utilize music before a competition. Fellow swimmer Michael Phelps is a famous example. He's known to always wear his headphones and listen to music up until the last possible moment before a race. And in case you're wondering, he doesn't have just one walk-up song. He has a variety, but he prefers old-school Eminem circa 2002. Now, plenty of non-athletes have pre-performance rituals and pre-performance music as well. So this is comedian Sarah Silverman, and she always listens to Roar by Katy Perry before the start of her comedy sets. And even some politicians have walk-up music. So this is a nonpartisan talk, but I came across this video of presidential candidate Mayor Pete Buttigieg prepping for one of the national Democratic debates by listening to Hamilton.
Good.
you'll see at the end of this, he even says that it's helping him get in the zone.
Get in the zone.
So while it's interesting and fun to learn these facts about famous people, the real question is, does it work? And according to the evidence, the answer is yes. This is Dr. Kostas Karageorgis. He's one of the world's leading scientists on sports and exercise. And he writes that when we listen to music, our brain lights up like a Christmas tree. Almost all of the main brain areas are activated at once. The brain secretes dopamine and natural opioids, and it's so effective that he writes that listening to music is one of the legal performance-enhancing drugs. Pretest music can help in a variety of ways. It can help manipulate our arousal control, so it can pump you up or it can calm you down. It can help facilitate task-relevant imagery, so you can picture yourself winning the race, or nailing the presentation, or nailing the intubation. And yes, in case you're wondering, pretest music does improve swimming performance, something Michael Phelps and I were onto early on in our swimming careers. But it's not just any music. It's music that you choose, your walk-up song, that has the biggest impact. So you might wonder, well, how do I find my walk-up song? Of course, this is a very individual question, and it depends on what exactly you're looking for. But if you're looking for motivational music, and most walk-up music is motivational, there are actually guidelines that exist to help you. First, the song has to be familiar. It's hard for us to get pumped up by a song that we've never heard before. But after familiarity, tempo is probably the most important characteristic. Look for a song that's at least 120 beats per minute, probably not faster than 140 beats per minute, as there's a ceiling effect after that. So faster isn't necessarily better. Motivating music is often associated with sports or physical activity, think Eye of the Tiger from Rocky, or has lyrics that are about self-determination and confidence. And if you need some help, this is a list that was actually put together by music and sports scientists. And if you look, we've already heard two of these songs, Roar by Katy Perry and Lose Yourself by Eminem. But perhaps most importantly, as baseball player Torrey Hunter says, your walk-up music has to mean something. And so this brings us to 2007. My swimming career has ended. And spoiler alert, it never went anywhere. But my medical career is just beginning. In 2007, I'm an intern, and I'm working on my first presentation for our residency didactics. And it's not going well. The talk just wasn't coming together. I was feeling increasingly frustrated and anxious. So I decided to go for a run, which after listening to music is my other main coping mechanism. And about halfway through the run, a very familiar song came on my headphones. Larger Than Life, Backstreet Boys. Now, I almost added this on the list of the trigger warnings, just in case there was someone that would be triggered by Backstreet Boys. But for me, I didn't find it triggering. In fact, it got the creative juices flowing. I was in the zone. I was coming up with ideas. The talk was coming together. I came home, and I finished the talk, and I thought to myself, I've got a new walk-up song. And I listened to Larger Than Life by Backstreet Boys before that very first talk 12 years ago, and I listened to it before every single talk I've given since. Including today, especially today. But I'd like you to think of your walk-up song as something more than you just listen to before a performance or a big event. That cheesy Backstreet Boys song has been a part of almost every major life milestone I've had for almost a decade. I listened to it in the car as I was driving to my first shift as an attending. I listened to it before my wedding, in the delivery room. And I listened to it in the car as I drove to both of my shifts back after my two maternity leaves. But in addition to being something that helps you on major life milestones, you can also think of it as something that can help you on a regular day or even on shift. About 2 weeks ago, I was working, and I admitted a seemingly stable patient to the floor. And about 2 hours into my shift, I get a call with an update on the patient. Update is, the patient is dead. This is in the middle of a shift. Of course, I'm upset, but there's patients to see, there's residents to teach, there's procedures to do, so you have to regroup. So I went back to my office and I listened to Backstreet Boys, and it helped me reset. Most songs are only 3 to 4 minutes long. You can easily incorporate this onto shift if you need help. So in closing, these two cheesy 90s songs have carried me through stressful situations for almost 30 years. It really is like having a secret weapon once you've identified your walk-up song. And the coolest part is, it actually works. There's real evidence that pre-performance music not only helps emotionally and psychologically, but actually objectively can improve your performance. It started as a part of baseball culture, but walk-up music has been adopted by Olympians, comedians, politicians, and yes, even regular old emergency physicians. So I think all of you can benefit from choosing your own walk-up song. Walk-up music, in addition to being a fun form of self-branding, can also inspire and motivate you and become part of a ritual that you can use to boost your confidence and calm your nerves. Thank you.